Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlotti.
As someone who's traveled extensively in communist countries and those that were formerly communist, I've sat on the sidelines long enough. I've watched as members of the Democratic Socialists of America gain seats on local city councils and in the Montana legislature. I've watched as radical socialist groups like Antifa and the Resist Movement gain ground here in the Treasure State. And I've watched as, according to the Montana Republican Party, a person with communist sympathies was recently installed as the head of the Montana Public Employees Union. I've sat on the sidelines long enough. Now it's time to stand up and speak up. It's time to point out the real existential threat to our families, our churches, and our way of life if this movement continues to grow. Just this week, a young pastor in Billings approached an older pastor and asked what the older pastor had against communism. He said equality and helping the poor, after all, were Christian values, weren't they? The older pastor quickly set him straight. Communism stands in direct opposition to the church and every value that Christians hold dear. Just ask persecuted Christians in Laos, Vietnam, or China. And even in those countries that were formerly communist, the persecution continues. Christian missionaries were kicked out of Russia even after the fall of communism, and one elderly woman that I spoke with said that she couldn't talk about God because, quote, the communists took God away from us years ago, end quote. This march toward a totalitarian government is not overt, it's covert, and it's happening right under our noses. A great example is the Black Lives Matter movement. What we're really seeing is the conflation of two movements with one using the other for cover. One is the idea that the lives of Black Americans matter. They do matter, and no rational person would deny that. A growing number of Christians, churches, and corporate America support BLM because they see it as a crusade for racial justice. But it's much more than that. As Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council recently said, many Christians are buying into the notion that Black Lives Matter is a peaceful organization fighting for civil rights. Nothing could be further from the truth. They are focused on one thing and one thing only, violent revolution with the goal of annihilating America. It's not a secret. They'll readily admit it. BLM co-founder Patrice Cooler said, "We are trained Marxists, super versed on ideological theories." Hawk Newsom, the president of BLM in New York, said that if this country doesn't give us what we want, we'll burn it down and replace it. Brent Bozell, the head of the Media Research Center, said to Christian leaders anxious to show their sympathy for BLM, quote, "While you're sermonizing about the need to show support for their movement, BLM leaders are sermonizing about destroying yours," end quote. Anyone who doubts this should go to the Black Lives Matter website and read their statement of beliefs. They champion homosexual rights, transgender rights, and my personal favorite, the destruction of the nuclear family. What does any of this have to do with racial justice? An honest assessment is nothing. It's time to call it what it is, a Marxist infiltration of American society using racial justice as its cover. It's time for us to wake up, stand up, and speak up. It's time to get off the sidelines and vote. If these radicals are allowed to win, America will look more like communist China than the land of the free and the home of the brave. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.